Let's say that this represents God. Now, God loves you, and God has great plans for your life. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, God is also perfect. Now, let's say that this represents you and me. Now, we're not perfect. We've done wrong things. And the Bible says that the wrong things we do, that those things are called sin, and that sin separates us from God. In fact, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's why God is on this side, because he's perfect. He's never done anything wrong. And we're over here on the other side, because we all have done wrong things. Now, there's a punishment for the wrong things we do, a punishment for our sin, and that punishment, the Bible says, is a place called hell. Now, hell, the Bible says, is not a place that God created for you and I. God created it for the devil and the other angels that rebelled against him. But when you and I sinned, and when we did wrong things, that became our punishment too. But that's not where God wants us to go. God does not want us to go to hell. God wants you to go to heaven. But just because God wants you to go there doesn't mean that you automatically are. The Bible says, for the wages are what we earn. The wages of our sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has a gift for you, a gift of salvation, of being forgiven, of being able to have a personal relationship with him. God wants you to go to heaven. So this is what God did. God sent Jesus, his only son, and Jesus lived a perfect life. He never did anything wrong. And then he died, and when he died on a cross. And when he died on that cross, God punished him for every wrong thing that you and I would ever do. And the reason Jesus took that punishment was because if he took our punishment, he could also forgive us, because he had already paid the price for the wrong things that we did. And so Jesus died on the cross. He took the punishment for the wrong things that we did. But then 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, and he's alive today. Now, that sin that separated us from God, there was no way across that sin except through Jesus. Now, there's only one way for us to go to heaven, and that's Jesus. In the Bible, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's only one way to heaven, and that's Jesus. Being good can't get a person to heaven. Going to church can't get you to heaven. Being baptized, there's nothing a person can do to get to heaven outside of giving their life to Jesus Christ. So that's the big question. Has there ever been a time in your life where you totally surrendered your entire life to Jesus? Now, a minute ago, the Bible talked about salvation as a gift, that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, let's say someone came up to you on the street and said, "I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a gift of $1 million. Now, you would have a choice. You wouldn't have to take that gift. You could say no, you could refuse it, or you could accept that gift and say thank you. Or let's say you went out and you tried to earn it. Well, you can't earn a gift. Just like you can't climb your way to God, you can't earn your way to heaven. Salvation is a free gift already paid for by Jesus. Now, with $1 million, you would accept it simply by reaching out and taking it, like any gift. But the gift of God, salvation, or going to heaven, being forgiven, it's not like you can actually reach out and physically grab hold of it. So the Bible explains very clearly how a person receives this gift. First of all, in Romans 10:9, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. And what that means is, if you confess with your mouth, if you confess your sins, you come before God and you ask forgiveness, and you believe that Jesus was God's Son who lived a perfect life, and he died on the cross and then rose again, and you're willing to accept him as the Lord, the boss, and the leader of your life, that's when a person's saved. And then in Romans 10:13, the Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And what that's talking about is calling on God, asking him to come into your life. And so simply, if you're willing to give your life to Christ, there's no magic prayer that you pray. There are no special words that you say. It's a matter of the heart. You have to be willing to surrender your entire life to Jesus. Now, here's the biggest question of all. Right now, are you willing to give your life to Jesus Christ and to accept Him as the Lord and the Savior of your life? If so, then I want you to take a few moments just to share your heart with God and to ask God to forgive you of all the wrong things that you've done and to come into your life and to take control of your life and to be your Lord and your Savior. Or if you'd prefer, I can lead you in a prayer, just a simple prayer that says, "Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me and making a way for me to go to heaven. I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. I give you my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." But again, there's no magic words that save you. God knows what's in your heart, and God knows what you're thinking, and God knows when a person wants Him to be the Lord of their life and to save them. And so if you're willing to give your life to Jesus, then right now just take a few moments to pray this simple prayer. Now, if you just gave your life to Christ, I want you to know that you have made the greatest decision that you'll ever make in your entire life. And you can be excited. And I want to encourage you to find two or three people, maybe friends or family members, that you think will be excited about your decision to follow Jesus and to tell them what you've done. And I want to encourage you to find a Christian church where you can grow and you can learn more about God and to begin reading your Bible, not because someone tells you to, but because that's a way that we can know God better. And I want to encourage you every day to talk to God. Talk to Him like He's your friend, because He is. Tell Him about your day. Tell Him what's on your heart. Tell Him how you're feeling. And when you do something wrong, because just because you've given your life to Christ doesn't mean that you'll be perfect. When you do something wrong, tell God that you're sorry. And that way you can have a right relationship with Him every day. And finally, know that nothing can ever take Jesus out of your life. Nothing can ever separate you from God. That once He adopts you as His child, He will never let go of you. And so for the rest of your life, you can know for sure that you're a part of God's family and that God is a part of your life and that you can know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, absolutely, positively, for sure, that you're going to heaven. Now, a minute ago, if you decided that you were going to wait, that you didn't want to accept God's gift of eternal life right now, but you wanted to hold off, or maybe you even said no, then I want you to stop and take time to consider the decision that you've made, because the decision of whether or not to give your life to Jesus is the greatest decision that you'll ever make in your entire life. And you don't want to miss out on a life with Jesus, and you don't want to miss out on forever in heaven. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.